reckon, Joseph? Just come out. It's just basic ninja skills, basically. And if he's not careful, he's going to do himself a ninja beat. Thank you. Write these down if you want. Next one. Who have we got? Who? Shout it out. Who is it? And his superpowers are? His shield. What does he do with his shield? Throws it. He can get pretty accurate with his shield. Boom, it's like a boomerang shield. Is it true that he's also like super polite, somebody told me? He's like super good manners, is that right? Yeah. That's good. And I think he makes a mean cheeseburger as well, apparently. So that's a Captain America. Have we got any more? Let's have a look, there's loads of these superhero people. Oh, who's this one? Who? Should we test the adults on this one? I bet they don't know. Come on, adults, does anybody know who that is? It's not Robin. It's not Robin. Can see it is one of the Incredibles. Does anybody know which of the Incredibles it is? It's not Mr. Incredible. It is Dash. And his superpower is? Super speed. The clue's in the name. Can run really fast. And here's his sister. Next one up is... Does anyone know his sister's name? It is Violet. And her superpower is... She can make sort of force field, and she can do something else as well. And she can go invisible. Pretty good skill to have. Who have we got next? Oh, does anybody know who that is? That is Lollipop Man. And what's his superpower? He can stop traffic with just a stick. Okay, pretty awesome. All right, next one. It's not Super Dad. It is Iron Man, okay. And his superpower, he can get creases out of polyester, apparently. Awesome. Not something you often see, is it, ladies? Is that right? It's very elusive. A very elusive superhero there. And who have we got next? Shout it out! What did you say? Yeah. It is the Incredible Hulk, and his superpower is... He gets very angry. Yeah, he's got a bit of a short temper, actually. He needs to work on that. Some anger management. And when he gets angry, he gets sort of super strength. Super amazing strength and short trousers. Okay, that's the Incredible Hulk. Have we got any more? Let's have a look. We've got... Oh. What do we reckon? Super baby? No. It's just, well, what do we reckon? That's their superpower, giving them food. Yeah. Do you know what, it's just baby. We'll just call this one baby. Okay. And its superpower is, anybody know what its superpower of the baby are? Do what? I'm not sure about that. Doing what? Jumping. They do some of that. And pooping. And do you know what I think? One of the things that children can do, super babies, they can take a chocolate button that big and make it spread all over their face and all over the walls. It's amazing. They can make chocolate buttons spread from a... This is a baby, but... Hold on, that's a... It's not a super baby. It's just an ordinary baby. I wonder, you know, we have babies brought to church sometimes and when the mums and dads... Like, look at the baby, and oh, isn't he cute? And sometimes, but it smells, but it's still cute, still a lovely smell. And I look at them, and I wonder what they'll become. I wonder what will become of those babies. Will they look, oh, he's cute, oh, I wonder if he'll be a fireman, or a policeman, or a Batman. Oh, well, actually, we're going to read something in the Bible. I've got somebody to come and read something for us in the Bible. And they're going to come and read something in the Bible, because there was a baby. And the parents took him to, like a church, they took him to the temple. And a man looked at the baby, but he said something quite incredible about the baby. I want you to have a listen as we read what happened.
This reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verse 21 to 33. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, He was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time came of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the Lord required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marvelled about what was said about him.
Thank you very much. Marvelled. The original marvelled superhero. His name was, who was it? It was Jesus. And the baby was taken to the temple, and they named him Jesus. They'd given him the name Jesus. And a man took the baby, and often people bring their babies to be blessed or to ask God's blessing on their lives. And parents look at the baby and go, oh, I wonder what they'll become. And I want the best for my child. And maybe, he might become a doctor, or he might become a teacher. And they have all these great ambitions for their children. And this man looks at the baby, and he looks at it and he says, is he going to say it's going to be a teacher or a doctor? Something amazing. He says, no, your baby's going to be a light to the whole world. He's going to bring salvation to everyone. Whoa, that's kind of pretty awesome. That's an amazing, he really is going to have some amazing, it's like a superhero to the world. He's going to rescue the world. And he actually had some kind of pretty amazing power. Who knows? Who can tell me some of the amazing things that Jesus did?
He
healed people. He made blind people see. He made deaf people hear. He could make lame people walk. What else did Jesus do?
He made bad stuff
stop. There were people who said they had bad spirits in them and that he would get rid of the bad spirits and kind of, they'd walk around feeling healthy again. He could make food. He could feed hungry people with hardly anything. And the greatest gift of all and the greatest power he had is he was even more powerful than death. Because Jesus died to rescue us from something called sin, the thing that spoils the world and spoils our lives. But then, when he was buried, he defeated death. No other superhero can do that. And the amazing thing about that is the other superheroes are just made up. They make great stories. But Jesus was real and he's alive today. And he wants to be a hero to you and to me. And he's rescued my life more times than I care to mention. And he wants to rescue our lives. Jesus, our superhero. Amazing that as a baby, people could see the amazing things in his life. And the man called Simeon said, I can die a happy man now. I've seen person that God has promised to come and rescue the world. And if you don't know him, you should do. Great having your very own personal superhero, someone who will rescue you and turn your life around. We're going to pray and then we're going to try and sing a song, if I hope the video works, that talks about Jesus being a superhero. So let's just kind of shake out the fidgets again. Here we go. One, two, slow. One, two, three. Listen to this prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you that you gave him power over life and death. And we thank you that he lives today to be a hero to us, to rescue us and to save our lives. Help us to get to know him and follow him in Jesus' name. Amen. Now guys, can you all me do a Spider-Man pose? Can I? Everyone? Spider-Man? All right, the back as well, all across this place. Spider-Man, so let's see. I'm going to teach some superhero poses now, if you ever caught out. Spider-Man? Superman? Oh no, that's Superman. Actually, got it wrong. Yeah, don't follow me. Do what I say, not what I do. Superman, Batman, who else might we have? Barbie. Okay, can we all do that? Okay. I think that's all of them, actually. We're going to try this song. We're going to put the song up first. Everyone stand to your feet. You'll soon get the hang of it. It talks about our superhero Jesus. Is what we're hoping for. If not, you just had fun doing the... Maybe we'll get that up for the end. I hope you enjoyed standing up. We're going to sit down again. There we go. That was a great... Oh, stand up again. Oh, sorry, sit down. No, that's one more thing. So, you might have noticed these oranges down the front. We're going to be dealing with those in a moment. I'm going to just ask Kate if she'll come. We're just going to say some prayers that kind of get our thoughts together. That remind us of who Jesus is and the fact that he did come to rescue the world and to save us from all sorts of things. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Peter. Oh, don't stand there. A bit of feedback. Who's done anything wrong this week? Who's thought anything they ought not to have thought? Who's said a hasty word? Who's got cross? We all do things we regret, don't we? So we're going to say a prayer, first of all, to ask Jesus to forgive us. Loving Lord, who gave up everything for us, we're sorry for the times when we think mostly of ourselves, of our own needs, of our own wants, of our own comfort, of our own personal interests. Loving Lord, as we celebrate you giving up everything for us, we are sorry that we often end up thinking of ourselves more than ever. And today we're remembering, as we take our Christingles and give our money, we're remembering the work of the Children's Society. Lord Jesus, light of the world, we pray for the Children's Society. Guide them in their work so that they may bring light into the darkness of children who've been ignored, forgotten, disregarded by others. Keep us faithful in our prayer and support of the Children's Society. Help us together to shine your light into the darkness. Amen. And in a little while, we're going to come up and we're going to take our Christingles. We're going to bring them back to our seats very carefully, and then we're going to keep them alight for a little while and then blow them out together. And I'm going to pray a prayer that we can pray in our hearts as we hold our own Christingle. Lord Jesus, I stretch out my hands and receive this gift. I hold it tight because it's my Christingle. Light, fruit, sweet, colour, and so much more precious than this. I hold in my hands a picture of your love. Lord Jesus, help me to remember those with little or nothing to hold, especially other children who don't have enough to eat or a safe place to live. Today, as I hold my Christingle and remember you, I pray that you would make me more like you. Teach me to reach out my open hands to give and to love like you do. Amen. We often have collects in the Church of England, and they're designed special prayers for this day, and we've had the reading of Christ being presented in the temple, and this is the collect for today. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now, as a special experiment, we're going to build a human Christingle. And we're going to look at what it might mean, what the Christingle stands for. Never been done before.
It's never been done before. No. Who's your go-to man when you want a human Christingle? It's always got to be... Dewan. Come on, Dewan. I know you...
He's your man.
He's my man. So, Dewan. Thanks for volunteering. Much appreciated. You stand there. What's the first thing on a Christingle there?
What is the main thing of a Christingle? Yes. An orange. Who knows what the orange represents? Yes. The world, it does, right? Let's see if we can get a world-shaped Juan.
There we go.
I think Peter's been down on the railways this morning. Because there's an awful lot of them down there. A lot of Christingles on the railway.
Just reminding Juan of his days at B&Q. There again.
There you go.
Perhaps could have taken his jacket off, maybe, yeah. But never mind. So here we have the first part of our human Christingle. Okay, so what goes round the Christingle? Yes?
A red band.
A red band. Who knows what that red band represents? Yes? The blood of Jesus. Good man. And the reason that the band goes right round the world is because Jesus died for all the world, not just for us here in Harwell or Chiltern, not just for us here in the United Kingdom, but for the whole world. Now, what else comes in the Christingle? What's the best part?
The sweets.
The sweets. Oh, man, after my own heart. What else is on the little cocktail sticks? The raisins. Anybody want to come and stick it? No. Look at that. Now, we're one short, I think. Okay, so we've got all sorts of wonderful things here. Corn on a cob, pears, croissant. Anybody have a croissant this morning? All right. Look, strawberries, garlic.
Yummy.
Yummy, yeah, good man. What is the significance of the four cocktail sticks? What does it mean? Yes. It's the four seasons, good boy.
The four corners of the earth.
Another good boy. Well, they're with it today, the scouts, aren't they? It is. And it's indicative of the fact that God's gifts come from all four corners of the earth and the four seasons. There would have been a time when maybe I was growing up in the days of the ark, we couldn't get things like garlic. You know, we have all sorts of wonderful things to share today that we couldn't get when I was a child, and we are so blessed to sharing God's gifts. Okay, now, in that time, if I'd remembered, Wendy and her team would have lit the Christingles. Wendy? Sorry? Yes, please. And perhaps we can sing something while they're lighting the Christingles, because it takes quite a long time. But can I just say thank you to Wendy and her team? Oh, hang about. We haven't lit our Christingle. But ladies, if you come up, ladies, gentlemen, and be lighting these, then we can do the most exciting part, which is what goes in the top of a Christingle? Yes. A candle, yes. What does the candle... What does the candle represent? Yes. The light of the world, that's right. It's what we're celebrating today. Jesus, the light of the world.